What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, people. Let's wail.
News.
News.
No!
We harmonized there.
A little bit.
News
or no?
News or no?
Good evening.
Whoa.
Thank you for joining the program. Just a reminder, we all have notes. Brand new week. Comedian Matt Rife says he's now the legal guardian of Annabelle, the haunted doll.
I hate that guy.
I do too, and that's why I'm
you
mad
used
that he's,
to love him.
Because I had only seen his crowd work, and then I realized he's not actually funny.
Yeah.
You're funny if you can do crowd work. That's hard to do.
Yeah, but that's all he can do. His other stand-up is not great.
I also think he got in trouble for some stuff.
Yeah.
What did he do?
I don't remember.
But I know I don't like him.
He was he basically alienated his fans. Because he was like, I'm tired of just being known for being hot. Only women like me. And so we said, yeah.
What a tough problem to have, I know. Matt.
Yeah.
So he got the Annabelle doll and a whole
because
bunch of other stuff.
Because he bought the house that she's in. And so I guess she just comes with the house.
But what I heard is he doesn't actually own any of it.
He gets
it for 5 years and then he has to give it all back.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
It's like a 5 year...
thing?
Like, no one can own Annabelle.
Oh, I must go on record and say we do not legally own items, but we are legal guardians and caretakers of the items for at least the next 5 years.
Yeah. I don't know why you'd want that doll.
Is this the doll that some dude just died?
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
His or her.
So maybe this is a good thing. Maybe we'll kill Matt Rife and we can get rid of your problem.
He's annoying, but that's too far.
You don't want him to die?
There's a timeshare for the Annabelle? Yeah. I don't understand. Yeah. Why would you?
What are we doing?
But you're not a believer in this stuff, or are you?
No.
So then you don't care.
Isabel has a lot of dolls that you hate.
Yeah, I do. Cause I hate when the Annabelle doll isn't creepy to me. Like, I hate the ones that look real when the eyes blink and
Yeah,
especially when they move.
How many dolls does your
as
wife
you lay
have?
Them down? Yeah.
There's a big, Sterilite container filled with them under our stairs in the very
back.
And
they just love it down there.
So do you ever hear rustling? Downstairs, where
I tell myself it's a Christmas tree, which is blocking them in, but I don't know.
Yeah, that is really frightening. Just saying.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A complete switch. It's official. Zac Efron sang in the High School Musical movie. Yeah, Kenny Ortega, who is the director, who has also directed a lot of big things.
Yeah.
He said, No. Zac Efron didn't lip sync in the first movie. It's just that he has a great voice, but the songs weren't written for his voice. So he did sing, and then they just dubbed in Drew Seeley's voice at times.
Hold on. Is this an ongoing controversy that you're tying together for those people who give a flying F about it?
When we were younger and High School Musical came out, it was quote unquote known that Zac Efron did not sing in the first movie, mm-hmm. but he did in the second and third. Okay. But now we're finding out he actually did sing in the first movie, but just not in parts. And I'd like to say, thank God the case is closed.
Is it kind of split up like Hilary Duff in the Lizzie McGuire movie?
Totally, I think. Okay. Yeah. They would just dub him out real quick.
Weird.
So that Drew Seeley could hit the notes.
And then put Zach back in.
Yeah.
Huh.
Very odd.
Yeah.
Do you think there are women right now like sitting with their face to the radio going, I knew it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is.
Or going like, oh, thank God we know the answer now.
Okay.
And in fact, if you're one of those, would you text in and show me some support here?
Yeah, 303-222-5423, because as soon as I heard Zach, I was going to nope it. Because I thought he's just over. He did whatever he did to his chin
he's
makes
not
him over. He's over. He's not pretty anymore. He's not Matt Rife.
He's not. Don't ever compare the two. Don't ever do that. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing, man. You're getting too close to the fire, I think.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Good evening.
Good.
My story's out of Kentucky. There was a woman down, she's from Kentucky. She went down to the Walt Disney World Resort down there in Orlando.
I like what you're doing, son, but this is the wrong time of the day for accents.
Oh, well, but she was arrested with meth.
With meth?
With meth at Disney World. Yeah.
Happiest place on earth.
She brought it in, yeah.
Well, you do got to get through some stuff while you're there, I guess.
Really? When asked about the item, she referred to them as her goodies and her headache powder.
Oh, my
God. Wait,
are
we serious?
Yeah, there's a woman. She got
arrested.
Are you
aware we're not in stupid stories?
Yeah, what are you doing right now?
This is in the news. This woman got arrested with meth.
Well,
those were all
stupid. What are you doing right now?
What do you mean? What? It's in the news.
Okay, no, you're right. It's a news story. So what happens when you get arrested? Is this you said a Disney?
Yeah, in Orlando. Mm-hmm.
Does anybody know for a fact, I've been told there's a jail.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I think there is.
There's like a jail underneath the city. Like they can pull you under the castle or something and you can just rot in there. Yeah.
No. You don't stay there forever. No. They let you out.
Why? Why would they?
Because
I think it's a holding room.
Yeah. It's like once the real police show up.
No,
yeah.
I think they eventually mummify you and put you as like one of the creatures in like
the pirates.
Pirates. Yeah.
I'm noping you right now.
Did you just waste your nope on me?
Yeah, because I never use it anyway.
You didn't nope me, but you noped him.
I noped his theory on the jail. Mm.
I have terrible news. We still have time. Eric is not ready. You got another riveting story about meth?
I have a story. I do have one.
Go ahead.
Good evening.
Good evening.
In more meth news.
Oh my God.
No, okay. This is Orlando Bloom is in the news. He has.
He's got an Orlando theme going
today.
Yeah.
He's kind of clapped back at his ex Katy Perry, who was spotted out with the ex Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau. Yeah. So The Onion put out a fake article saying how Orlando Bloom was spotted out with
German
Chancellor,
yeah.
Angela Merkel, and said how he couldn't keep her eyes off of her, like making fun of her.
Okay.
And he responded to it with like the clapping emoji.
Hilarious.
Yeah, so he's kind of in on the anti-KD train.
Or do you think that he's going, yeah, this is ridiculous, and so is that story. They were just talking, you know, policy.
I think they're getting after it.
No, I think they are too. He was at our concert.
He was.
Yeah. Just looking very Trudeau-esque.
But like alone.
Yeah.
He didn't even bring a friend.
Yeah.
Loser.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.